Among those excited about this week's midterm election results, the students, staff, and alumni of James Madison High School in Brooklyn, New York. The school already had a strong political pedigree. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer and Minnesota Republican Senator Norm Coleman both went there. But when Vermont's Bernard Sanders was elected to the Senate on Tuesday, it was time to honor another favorite son.
We have a very strong and active alumni association, and we actually induct illustrious graduates every year. So we have a wall of distinction in our lobby. And Schumer is on it, and so is Coleman. So I guess now we have to make a spot for Sanders.
That's Joseph Goliamello, the principal of James Madison High School. We reached James Madison alumnus Senator Norm Coleman in St. Paul, Minnesota today. He says he has fond memories of growing up in the Midwood section of Brooklyn, where families and the community were strong and competition was important in the classroom and on the basketball court.
Winning was important. Doing those things and getting it done so you could stay on the court was kind of the way you operated. I know Chuck Schumer was on that court, and I was on that court. Just a lot of people. You had to work hard to kind of reach the top. Nothing was given to you. And so, I think we grew up in families and an environment in which public service and public involvement, debate, and discourse were part of your way of life. It was an honored thing, and in addition, competitive. I can't say it was anything specifically about a course I took at James Madison. I think it was more where James Madison was located.
How was Chuck Schumer's jump shot?
He was okay. Chuck was okay. His debate skills were also pretty good. I have to tell you that. Chuck was a very smart kid. I think he was a year behind me, but I do think he was a valedictorian, but he was right up there.
That's Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman speaking about Senator Charles Schumer and their alma mater, James Madison High School in Brooklyn, New York. Come January, it can claim the fame of producing three current U.S. senators.